The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's 3 o'clock and you know what time it is. It's the time for the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and I love that today we get to continue the conversation in regards to weight loss resistance, what you can do to engage your body's natural ability to burn fat. We're in an entire series on why is weight loss so difficult, and today's topic I'm calling weight gain. Get it? Weight gain. Instead of weight gain, it's the grains that we eat today that are causing an inflammatory process that leads to unnecessary weight gain, thus the show Weight Gain. And I want to help you guys break down this idea how wheat and corn and rice and oats, though they're, oh my God, so tasty and we love them. Like, trust me, we love them. In the United States, we eat more grains than ever before. In fact, it used to be, you know, when I was younger, growing up, the food pyramid, right, the bottom whole layer, pastas, breads, cookies, crackers, cakes, all the breaded products, and the rices and the oats and all those healthy whole grains that we were told, if you eat a lot of this, you're gonna be healthy. But then we found out, unfortunately, didn't work, and now we're paying the price. We're gaining weight, we're being inflamed, we're having the excess problems from this. And there are numerous studies showing that your consumption of grains links directly to the amount of inflammation you have. And a lot of these studies focus just on wheat, which we're going to talk about today. We have to talk about wheat and how I know that you're like, oh, so I can't have my breads and my pastas and my pizzas. No, you can. We just have to stop putting so much grain inside of them, and we need to get them to be more grainless. We're going to talk about some alternatives and substitutes you can use. But I want to get down to this idea that if you are struggling to lose weight, if you're the person who's been doing everything right, going to the gym, changing your diet, eating healthy, but you're plateauing or you're not losing the weight that you wanted to lose, or you're struggling, maybe you're even gaining weight, we need to take a look at the grains that you eat, because do they cause inflammation? Yes. Is there research out there to show that they could be the reason that you're not losing weight? Yes. And we got to get out of this concept. Also, I've been giving away for the last couple of weeks my Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch ebook. Guys, we hit another Ask Dr. Ernst record last Saturday. Over 150 call-ins saying, please give me the ebook. I want to lose weight. We had over 150 requests. That's a lot, just so you guys know, in 1 hour for us. Okay, so what I want you to do is be a part of the movement of people who are taking the responsibility for their health and are losing weight, getting their energy back and getting their life back. What's inside the ebook? Well, it's over 80 different recipes of our fat burning switch recipes. These are snacks and dinners and breakfasts and lunches you can eat that help you to lose weight. There's a 4-week meal plan. So it literally goes breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, and dessert for a week. And then the supportive recipes and the shopping list and basically everything you need. All you have to do is text the phrase weight loss to 704-906-2094. You'll get the ebook for free, boom, sent to your email. And I'm hosting a live event coming up in a couple weeks, right? So on the 19th, it's at the comfort of your home on the webinar. I'll come through your computer. We're calling it 30 in 30. I'm going to teach you how to massively turn your body's ability to burn fat on, more so than just diet, how to go deep into solving health issues that cause us to gain weight. Okay, so like diabetes and heart disease and thyroid issues, right? Triglyceride problems, cholesterol issues. If you've got a health issue, there's a reason why your body's stuck with weight loss. I'm going to say it bluntly. When you're healthy, you lose weight. When you're sick, you gain weight and you plateau out. So we want to get our health back. So the event is free. It's on the 19th. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's a live webinar, and you can get access to the webinar and the free ebook all during our show today. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094, and we'll get you guys in the club, right? We've already had people texting over and emailing over from several weeks ago, down 5 pounds, 7 pounds. The record to date is 14 pounds in 2 weeks by following our guides. So can you get good results? The answer is yes, but you have to take massive action, guys. Okay, I'm going to teach you today about how the grains we eat are holding us back, causing weight gain. And it's simple. If we cut the grains from our diet, you'll start to see your body losing weight, getting your energy back. And that's just part of what I discuss in the Fat Burning Switch ebook. Okay, so what is the issue with grains? Okay, I'm going to just be blunt. Okay, several ways that grains lead to weight gain, right? Get it? Weight gain. One, carbohydrate consumption being high. I don't know if you know this or not, but there are a lot of carbohydrates in wheat and corn and rice and oats. Just to give you an example, 1 cup of wheat kernels, 61 grams of sugar. Guys, that's equal to 30 packets of sugar. I want you to envision tearing open 30 packets of sugar, pouring them onto your plate and being like, yeah, I'll eat that. But when you eat a cup of wheat kernels ground into flour, that's what you're doing without knowing it. Corn, 31 grams, right? So that's 15 sugar packets for 1 cup of corn. Rice, 45 grams of sugar. And you're going to learn today, rice actually has almost zero nutrient quality and in fact triggers a hormone in your body that says eat more food. Oats, 53 grams of carbohydrates. Oats and wheat, man, they go neck and neck. They're like the two rivals, right? First place, second place, first place. Oats, high in carbohydrates. I know, right? The oatmeal for breakfast. I thought it was so good. But it can be the reason you're not losing weight. Weight, grain, right? Think oats and corn and rice and wheat. Why? Because it causes inflammation. Inflammation is technically a good thing. It can help you to fight back from infections and heal injuries, etc. But when you're going through a chronic state of inflammation, your body goes into a different state. Instead of repair, it goes into degeneration. Instead of energy, it goes into fatigue. The World Health Organization says that chronic inflammation can lead to obesity, note the weight gain, diabetes, sadly, I hate to say it, most type 2 diabetics struggle with weight loss, cancer, that's a big one, heart disease, respiratory issues, stroke, I mean, the list goes on and on, neurological disorders, etc. But again, listen to this. The World Health Organization says chronic inflammatory diseases are projected to continually increase dramatically over the next couple decades. And if you look back to our ancestors, right, hunters and gatherers, etc., right, our genes haven't changed very much in the last 2,000 whatever years. Okay, but yet our diet has drastically changed. We consume more grains now than we ever have before. And it's because we're being told they're healthy for us, right? Think of the whole heart healthy grains and all the oatmeal for breakfast is going to help to lower your cholesterol. Cheerios is going to help you to, you know, save from heart disease, etc. These slogans and these phrases of being healthy for you are purely a marketing technique because secretly, the food industry and the powers to be know that if I can make you inflamed but think that you're doing the right things, then I can make you sick and I can make you overweight. And now you're a buyer of my product, which is, you know, medications and weight loss programs and Jenny Craig's and Weight Watchers and all this stuff. And while they might work for 5 or 7 or 10 pounds, you're going to learn today you can engage some power that's going to give you the ability to lose massive amounts of weight. I've seen people lose 45, 50, 60 pounds, not just by going grainless, but by, again, going down to the deep root issue of their health and solving that and getting it fixed. Nowadays, we are living in such a stressed out, anxious, we don't move world where we consume more carbohydrates than we actually burn off. We talked about how this idea of I'll call it an equation for your health is backwards. It doesn't work, okay? You can't just go work harder and eat less and lose weight and lose drastic amounts of weight. You have to do it by engaging your hormones and decreasing your inflammation, increasing your detox pathways and sealing your gut. And that's what we teach. Okay, so numerous studies show that high carbohydrate diets promote chronic inflammation, and I don't care what kind of grain it is. It could be whole, cracked, rolled, refined. All of them are extremely high in carbohydrates. In fact, listen to this. Most of the carbohydrates that are found in the grains are in a highly glycemic index absorbability, which means your sugars in your blood will go up higher eating grains than they will eating candy bars or things to this effect. Okay, so we know for a fact that the glycemic index of these carbohydrates is super high. We know that about 80% of the carbohydrates are found in flours that we consume per day, not flours like you give your spouse and your loved ones, but like the flours of corn and rice and oats and wheat, etc. The flour that makes our breads and our pastas and our cookies and our crackers, 80% of the carbohydrate intake we have today is from grains. And this is huge. Now, there's a physician. His name is Dr. David Perlmutter. He wrote a book called Grain Brain. I'd highly recommend you look into it, where he shows that the excess consumption of hidden carbohydrates through grains, breads and pastas, cookies, crackers, corn, rice, wheat, etc., is leading to significant cellular damage, causing not only diabetes, not only heart disease, but listen to this, anxiety, depression, Alzheimer's. And his belief, this is Dr. David Perlmutter, is that the grains cause a new classification of diabetes called type 3 diabetes, insulin resistance in the brain. Why is this so important? Well, when your brain stops to function fully, not only do you feel foggy and mentally, you know, off balance, and maybe you get depressed or you can't remember things, but guys, your brain is telling your body what to do and how to do it. Your brain, we talked about this last week, has a hormone in it called leptin, which says burn fat. If your leptin levels are super high and you're resistant, you can't burn fat. And guess what raises leptin more than anything else on the planet today? Grains. Grains also do something called glycation. Okay, they glycate things. And what it means is it's a fancy medical term for they attach sugars to proteins. Okay, so if you have a high grain diet, you have a lot of glycation. Glycosylation is the process of adding sugars to a protein. But this glycation is when sugars bind to proteins. And I don't know if you know this or not, your DNA is a protein. Your RNA is a protein. Your blood is technically proteins. So when sugars bind to proteins, they become glycated, right? And this glycation is something you can measure by looking for what are called advanced glycation end products. It's proteins that have sugar bound to them. And what the studies show is the more of these age spots or these age proteins, advanced glycosylation end products, that you have floating around your blood, the more inflamed you are, the more likely you are to have stroke and Alzheimer's disease, etc. And listen, they've even connected them to weakness in your immunity, Alzheimer's disease, decreased kidney function, complications of type 2 and now type 3 diabetes, macular degeneration, cataracts, polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, like the list goes on and on and on. And what I'm here to share with you is if you want to age gracefully, if you want to be youthful, vibrant, and alive and burn fat like crazy, wake up. The breads and the rice and the oats and the pastas you're consuming are making you gain weight because of the inflammation they create. Thus, the reason why I call today's show Weight Grain. All right, if you want a way out, guys, we have an autoimmune, grainless, healing, fat-burning diet laid out for you letter by letter, literally week by week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Monday through Sunday, already done for you. All of it's in there. You have shopping guides, you have recipe packs, you have the entire, what I call Ask Dr. Ernst, Heal My Body, Start Burning Fat diet available for you to download right now, absolutely free. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094. I call this ebook Turn On Your Fat Burning Switch, because like a switch that just turns the light on, you start burning fat. Because if your fat burning switch is off, it's the gaining. It's the inability to burn. It's the weakness, the tiredness, the mental fatigue, the fog of the mind, and it's the conditions that develop as a result of this. High cholesterol, high triglycerides, high blood pressure, etc. So you can grab this ebook now. And on the 19th, again, I'm hosting a live event. It's on Saturday. It's 2 weeks away from today. And guess what? You get access for free where I'm going to teach you how to identify, do you have these interferences in your body's metabolism that is not just making you gain weight, but causing some of the conditions that you either medicate or deal with, and how do you identify them, and how can you be engaged in a natural healing process to solve this? Most of our patients lose 20, 30, 40, even 50 pounds or more by engaging a healing system that I'm going to teach and give away for free on the 19th. I can see the texts are coming in. So again, real quick, 704-906-2094. Don't call it, text it. Name and email, and guess what? The phrase weight loss, and you will be in the club. Okay, so what is the deal with wheat? Okay, so I'm going to spend the next, 15, 20 minutes. Wheat first, corn second, rice third, and if I have enough time, oats, because it's a big one. Okay, what's the deal with wheat? All right, well, number one, we know wheat has gluten in it, but I'm going to give you these kind of tidbits on how gluten makes us gain weight. See, a lot of people think gluten just causes irritation of the intestines, makes you tired, makes your joints ache, etc., and it can. But gluten is a type of protein that's found in wheat and barley and rye and even sometimes in oats because of contamination. And how does gluten make us gain weight? Number one, it can make your immune system completely out of balance. Immune responses to gluten will shunt nutrients away from where they can be absorbed. And as a result, we tend to be hungrier and get bigger the more gluten we eat. Gluten is known to cause leaky gut. It's known to make you become deficient in the absorption of your nutrients. So as we start to become nutrient deficient, our body reacts by sort of starving internally. So it says, hey, I'm going to store fat for energy because I don't have enough nutrition. And while you might think this is outrageous, I want you to go to YouTube. Type in the phrase Dr. Terry Walls, W-A-H-L-S. She has a TED Talk where she shows how by getting rid of gluten and focusing on a high nutrient dense diet, just like the diet in the Fat Burning Switch ebook, she went from practically wheelchair bound MS to almost fully healed, walking, talking, no major complications. In fact, she even came up with this kind of phrase of a mitochondrial diet. She figured out how to stop damaging her cells, let the body regenerate, and she completely got out of a MS diagnosis. And this is huge because most people think MS is a debilitating condition you can't get out of. And she showed through her research and even her own personal life, grainless, deep into nutrient-dense foods, boom, the body started to repair and heal. So gluten can damage your immune system and make you unavailable for repair and regeneration. Number two, gluten causes inflammation. And I want you to think of it like this. The more inflamed you are, the more you're going to gain weight. The less inflamed you are, the less you need to protect yourself from the inflammation. And remember, fat is an insulator. It protects us from things. So think of it like this. If you've got 30 or 40 pounds of weight to lose, what you should be asking the question of is, what am I trying to protect myself from? Is it a toxin like we talked last week? Is it inflammation from my diet? Is it a neurological issue? Is it leaky gut? Big, big issues for most people. When you eat gluten, no matter who you are, I don't care if you're celiac or not, because a lot of people say, well, I don't have any problems. I eat gluten, I'm fine. Okay, you can't feel the direct irritation to the intestines, okay? It can shut down nervous system functionality, slow down the ability for you to lose weight, thus causing weight gain, right? It's wheat-based grains gain. Pesticides, here's the deal. Almost all of the wheat in the United States today has been contaminated with a product called glyphosate. It's a pesticide commonly used on grains, and even the World Health Organization says, hey, this stuff might be carcinogenic. You guys remember this, the lawsuits, I think his name was Dwayne Johnson several years ago, who claimed he was spraying glyphosate every day as a gardener, for like a company. I think it was a school system, and all of a sudden, boom, he gets this massive, amount of cancer all riddled throughout his body, and basically showed, I was exposed to this stuff my whole life and I ended up with this cancer. Huge lawsuit. They actually found out, yes, it is carcinogenic. When glyphosate gets inside your body, listen to this, it irritates the intestines and increases the secretion of a protein called zonulin, which is an extremely high inflammatory marker. Zonulin has been shown to cause physical damage to the intestines, creating a gut leak, thus allowing not just the gluten to get in, but also the pesticide to get in. And this is what we talked about last week. The more toxic you are with pesticides and herbicides and even heavy metals, the more your body stores fat around your abdomen to protect yourself from the leak, and it creates weight loss resistance. Okay, we also know that gluten can cause leaky gut. We talked about that. We know that gluten may make you be more hungry for nutrients. Did you know the reason they serve bread before you eat is it's clinically been shown to stimulate a receptor in your mind that says, eat more. And I know you're going to think this is nuts, but it's the same receptor that causes you to crave it afterwards because it stimulates the opioid-like response in your brain. So why is it that so many people struggle when we say, hey, no wheat, no bread, no pasta, no cookies, no cakes, no crackers? They all freak out, because their brain is so used to having this stimulation of the opioid chemical response from eating pastas and grains that you have to work on reducing it over time. Gluten can make you foggy in your mind. Gluten can cause you to overeat. Gluten can cause damage to the intestines. Gluten can cause you to lack nutrient absorption. So can you see how the breads, the pastas, the pizzas, the food we eat that has wheat flour in it can make us inflamed, thus we grain our weight. Get it? Weight grain from the glutens, okay? When I come back from this commercial break, we're talking about rice, we're talking about corn, we're talking about oats, and I promise you this, if you follow the grainless lifestyle, if you download the ebook now, turn on your fat burning switch, you can get changes in as little as 4 to 5 days. I'm going to share a testimonial when I come back to this video of someone who emailed us. You've got to hear this story. Hey, it's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. Text the phrase weight loss with your name and email to 704-906-2094, and we'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst, here today discussing a somewhat controversial topic. We've had some good conversations through our listeners on Facebook. Some great emails have been coming through. And I just want to let you guys know it is called weight grain. How the grains we consume, the rice, the corn, the oats, the flours, the pastas, the pizzas, the breads, all this grain that we eat is making us gain weight. And that's why I'm calling today's show Weight Grain. All right, if you eat a lot of grains, you're going to gain weight. And it's just proven. Why? It creates inflammation. It causes irritation. The lectins, the glutens, and even some of the other components found in these grain-based products can make us gain weight by being inflamed, robbing us of our nutrients, and causing physical damage to our organ tissues. We discussed at the top of the hour about how wheat is high in gluten, high in pesticides, and even today, a lot of it's been either genetically modified or hybridized to make it different than what you found back in the day, right? I've had a lot of patients say, hey, I don't understand. Like in the Bible, it talks about the apostles, you know, reaching out and grabbing the wheat kernels and, you know, throwing them up in the air to chafe them and get the seeds and eat them. So like, did they have gluten problems back then? No, because the grains of that day were completely different than the ones we eat now. Okay, today we have changed them so that they're higher yield content, shorter down to the ground, so they don't gum up our, you know, machinery that go out and get them. We spray them heavily with pesticides. We've changed the DNA, the modification to them, and that is what we're paying the price for today. We discussed that there's a rather controversial book called Grain Brain is one. Another one's called Wheat Belly. These are books that describe the fact that we're gaining weight by grains, we're causing damage to our brain by grains, and we discuss that gluten, while supposedly the enemy, is just one of the many reasons why grains cause problems. Gluten makes our immune system go out of balance. Gluten causes inflammation to our body. The pesticide levels are often super high because gluten is a component in wheat that is grown in the United States at a higher concentration per kernel than before because of the modification. So when we modify them, we start to spray them more heavily because they can withstand the growth in the chemical toxin known as glyphosate. We know that it can cause leaky gut. We know that it can starve your body of nutrients, thus making you more likely to consume more food as you become nutrient depleted. We know that it causes overconsumption, which is why most restaurants give you bread before you eat. It's a subtle trick to play on a receptor in your brain that says, I feel really good, so I want to eat more of this. And you tend up overconsuming and buying more than you would actually do if you ate at home without eating the bread. We also know that wheat causes bloating and irritation to the intestines. But here's the kicker. It's not because of gluten. It's because they're also high in lectins. Lectins are a type of sort of natural plant protection. Think of it as like a small toxin that prevents the plant from being eaten by other animals. So lectins at low levels can create inflammation to the intestines and can be problematic. Some people note that when they eat bread products, their joints hurt, or they get sinus congestion, or they start to have irritation or gas or bloating. The easiest way to find out if you're going to respond really well is simply cut the grains from your diet for a matter of weeks or months or the rest of your life, okay? Usually most people start with a couple weeks and they say, man, I'm feeling really good. They reintroduce and they go, my joints are hurting again. My brain's getting foggy. You know, my gut's starting to become inflamed. So we cut it back out. We go for longer periods of time. And before you know it, you'll eventually get to where you become grainless and you stay away from them. Not because of the fact that they necessarily cause symptoms, but because you know what they do, the inflammation they create, the damage that can sometimes come from them, and you want to live a long, healthy life. Okay, so rice. Rice has been around for, of course, thousands of years. And here's the unique thing about rice. It is considered basically a negative nutrient. Okay, I don't know if you know this or not, but rice, by definition, 100 grams of it has almost zero fiber, next to no protein, and yet it's extremely high in carbohydrates. So I want you to think of rice as like little tiny sugar seeds that you're eating and consuming, and yet most of us think rice is healthy for us. Now, I know what you're thinking, right? I've got white rice, I've got brown rice. Surely, Dr. Ernst, the brown rice is good. There's got to be some sort of nutrition behind it. Nope. It just has a little bit more fiber, which makes it more complicated to digest, which means you don't get as big of a sugar push, but it's still there. Did you know that a 2010 study that was published in the Nutrients Journal, scientists have linked the amount of dietary fiber you consume to being a prevention against obesity, a prevention against type 2 diabetes, cancer, and even cardiovascular disease. So if you think eating rice is good because it's high, no, it's zero. Zero fiber whatsoever. And yet it's extremely high in carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are known as a negative nutrient. The more sugar you consume, the less nutrients you consume. And again, one cup of white rice or brown rice or just rice in general, 45 grams of carbohydrates. Super easy to get a visual again for you guys. One sugar packet is equal to 2 grams. 45, I'm looking at, what is this? 22 and a half sugar packets. You would never do that. Yet many of you put a cup of rice next to your protein when you eat your meals at night. And my question to you is, if you're one of the millions of people all over the world who is struggling to lose weight, have you asked the question, is the rice the reason why I'm not losing weight? Is that grain making you gain weight? And unfortunately, I'm here to say it is more than likely. Okay, here's the thing about rice. It's basically sugar in a box. Okay, by glycemic load, I'm going to teach you about this. The glycemic index would say if it's at a zero, it's equal to that of water. Okay, like there's no sugar reaction, no sugar push or anything like that. If it's 100, it's equal to you eating sugar directly. So sugar itself has a glycemic index of 100. Okay, so I'm trying to give you a reference here. All right, so if it's zero, there's nothing in it whatsoever, it'd be water. If it's direct sugar, it's 100 glycemic index load. Sugar is high, in carbohydrates because it's what it is. Rice is coming in at 72 on a score of a glycemic index, which means basically it's almost exactly like sugar inside of your body. And I want you to think of it as like a short-lived burned carbohydrate. So think of a fire. If I take a dry sort of thin burning wood, cedar, for example, I'm going to throw a cedar log on there. It's going to burn, but then within a matter of a couple minutes, the wood is gone because it burns so quickly. If I want this fire to burn slow and long, I have to put a hardwood, a dense wood, an oak or something to this effect. So cedar is a quick burning wood, lots of heat real fast, then it's gone. That's what rice is. Lots of energy, super high carbohydrate, and then it's gone, which is why most people who eat more rice need to eat more food because it makes you require more nutrients to keep that fire burning. Remember, you are a fat-burning individual by design, but if your fat-burning switch is off, you're going to burn carbohydrates for energy more than you will fat, and that's the danger, guys. The more carbs we consume, the more fat we store, and the more difficult it is to burn. The other challenge with rice is it's extremely high potentially in arsenic simply because of the way the rice is grown and the contamination of the water fields that it's in. Arsenic is a heavy metal that has been directly connected, listen to this, with obesity, with diabetes, with heart disease. And there's even studies showing that the more amounts of arsenic you have inside of you, the higher likelihood you have of not just losing weight, but having significant health issues. And this is an unfortunate reality of today. A lot of people we test when we do heavy metal toxin tests come back slightly high in arsenic. And my number one question to them is, do you eat a lot of rice? And almost every single person will say either yes or they use rice-based proteins, etc. So we know that rice can be a challenge. Is there a substitute that is better for you, looks like rice, tastes like rice if cooked properly? The answer is yes. You can try cauliflower rice, which is simply taking a head of cauliflower, grating it through a cheese grater to get little kernels, cooking it, sauteing it, adding sort of flavoring agents to it, and then guess what? It looks and or tastes very similar to rice, and yet it doesn't have such a high glycemic load. Studies have shown that rice can make you overeat. Did you know that if you're eating rice with your dinner, there's a higher likelihood that you're going to crave some sort of midnight snack or something later on? If you have it for lunch, you're more likely to have more than one serving. If you go to the state of where you look at how much rice you consume on a weekly basis, studies have found that people that consume high amounts of rice consume more food per quantity than those who don't. And because it's such a high carbohydrate load, it can spike an inflammatory process with your insulin levels going up. There are alternatives like the cauliflower rice. There's even hearts of palm rice. There's a company, I believe it's called Palmini, which takes hearts of palm and shaves them down into little tiny seeds that look just like rice, and yet it's much better and healthier for you. So is rice a challenge? Yes. Is gluten and wheat a challenge? Yes. Is there a diet that's so simple and laid out that all you'd have to do is download an ebook, print it off, get results? The answer is yes. I want you to listen to a testimonial that came from John and Peggy here in South Charlotte. This is an email that was sent over a couple days ago, but listen to this. Dr. Ernst, I want to thank you immensely for putting together this ebook for all of us. We received, after listening to your show on July 22nd, which was called Common Weight Loss Mistakes, and it says, I was making every single mistake you spoke about. My wife and I printed out the ebook and your shopping list, and we decided to follow it 100% as you laid out. And as of today, which is 1 week later, so I got this about a week ago, 7 pounds down myself, my wife have lost 5 pounds. Thank you for all you do. We're looking forward to your online event that's coming up. John and Peggy. Guys, this is the power of this ebook, right? Print off the guides. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, and desserts are laid out for you for the next 4 weeks. Okay, I've meal planned your entire month. I don't know what I should be eating. Well, I've got all the recipes available for you. The last 30 or 40 pages is nothing but the recipes that support the diet. Then we have the shopping list, right? Because that's the most complicated part. Hey, when I go shopping, what am I supposed to get? Well, guess what? Week one meal plan laid out. Week one shopping list laid out. Week two meal plan done for you. Week two shopping list done for you. All the recipes. And like John and Peggy said, if you print it off and you follow it, you can start losing weight. You guys realize that 7 pounds in 1 week is transformative. Even 5 pounds in a week. Peggy, congrats. Great results. If you're looking for something similar, 704-906-2094. Text your name and your email. This ebook is yours. Everything you need. And again, on the 19th of August, I'm hosting a live masterclass, 30 in 30. Ready for this? If you want to lose 30 pounds in 30 days, we have to get 30 pounds of your health back. And I'm going to show you how to identify the common triggers beyond just the grains you consume and implement steps so you can begin burning fat fast by getting your health back. Mostly, you can also see your blood sugars go down, your triglycerides go down, your cholesterol go down, your blood pressure go down. You can see your weight go down, and it's all the effect of you taking the responsibility for your health. Again, if you'd like to grab the ebook or come to the event, 704-906-2094, text the phrase weight loss. The Fat Burning Switch ebook is yours. The meal plans, the recipes, the packs are yours. The results are yours. The event is yours. You just need to take action and physically pick up the phone and dial that number. Okay, what about corn? Well, here's the challenge, okay? Corn today is not the corn of yesteryear. Almost 80% of the corn found in the United States today is genetically modified by some degree. And 88% of the corn that we grow in the U.S. is genetically modified. So if you're looking at something corn-based, the ingredients, corn chips, corn flour, corn this, corn that, the challenge is it is gluten-free, so it's used often as substitutes for wheat. So while you might be going, hey, Dr. Ernst, I'm doing so good, I'm gluten-free. Yeah, but you're eating probably a lot of rice and a lot of corn, which are still grains. What are the concerns behind genetically modified corn? Well, number one, it's been shown to change the gut environment. It induces dysbiosis. It causes gut leak. It's been shown to increase the risk of antibiotic resistance. It can cause problems with hormonal endocrine systems. There have been shown studies that it affects reproductive tissues. It increases the likelihood of you aging. Again, remember those advanced glycosylation end products, proteins that have sugar stuck to them, because corn is sugar, more or less. A 2009 study that was published in the International Journal of Biological Sciences, listen to this, fed mice genetically modified corn and they experienced tremendous negative reactions in the following systems: kidney, liver, and detox organs. Now, I think you can see where I'm going with this. If corn shuts down your detox organs, you can't get rid of toxins. Toxins are fat soluble by definition, majority, so they're going to sit and hang out in your fat cells. Those fat cells are going to stay on your body and say, no, I'm not going to burn, because if I let go of these toxins, you will get sick. The innate healing system you have inside of you would say, all right, keep the fat then, because I can't spare your health if you have a toxin inside your fat cells. We talked last week about how detoxing is one of the greatest ways you can lose weight fast, because you pull the toxins out of the fat cells, and now that fat cell says, yep, I'm free and ready to be burned for energy. If you turn on your fat burning switch, you burn the energy, you lose the weight, you get your health back, etc. So watch out, guys. Corn, it's in a lot of things. A lot of our snacks are corn-based. A lot of our processed foods have corn products in them. It can shut down your detox pathways. Genetically modified corn has also been shown to affect heart function, adrenal function, spleen, liver, and unfortunately, it is now being labeled as what's called hepatorenal toxic. We talked last week about how sucralose or Splenda is genotoxic, damages your DNA. Now we're talking about how corn is hepatorenal toxic, damages kidneys and your liver. And look, guys, this is according to research. Okay, the common crop of today is corn. And we use it to make oils, which are very dangerous. So heaven forbid, please, I hope for the love of God, you're not cooking food in corn oils. Okay, like the Mazolas and all these things, because the corn oil is extremely low stable to heat, which means by the time it's sitting in the grocery store, the processing and the heat that came from making it has already made it an absolutely toxic oil. We know that fructose comes from corn, and high fructose corn syrup is basically in a lot of food products today. And the challenge here is this: fructose will turn directly into fat in your liver, because there is no chemical method of metabolizing it outside of inside your liver. So when you exceed your fructose allowable range, your body says, turn it straight into fat. The only thing I can do with fructose is turn it into fat. If I don't burn it for energy immediately, turn it straight into fat. Think fructose starts with an F and fat starts with an F. So fructose equals fat. This is why the amount of carbohydrate intake you have through fructose, which comes typically in, you know, carbonated beverages, packaged sweetened food products, etc. It's not that they're junk foods making you gain weight. It's the fact that the fructose corn syrup is in them, which elevates the productivity of fat inside of the body. I don't know if you know this or not. Fructose corn syrup is 100% completely man-made, highly processed, and though it's been around since only the 1970s, it is the leading cause of damage to the human body from an artificial man-made sweetener source that comes from corn. So you might say, I don't see any corn listed in the ingredients, Dr. Ernst, but if you see corn syrup, it's from corn. If you see maltodextrin, that's a corn-based sugar, you're thinking corn. If you see corn in of itself, right, it's a grain that's highly inflammatory and damaging to the body. So in summary, do grains cause us to gain weight? Yes. Why? They cause inflammation, and the inflammation's been linked both directly and indirectly to gaining weight. Grains are high in carbohydrates, they're high in lectins, they're high in gluten, they're high in harmful compounds. And I'm going to tease you a little bit because unfortunately we're learning today that a lot of the grains we eat have already passed a allowable range of mycotoxins, mold toxins, fungal toxins, and unfortunately today, glyphosate. It is a contamination that is starting to spread all throughout our food industry, but most heavily within grains. And what happens is the gluten, the lectins, the glyphosate causes damage to our intestines, which increases the likelihood of leaky gut. And then again, here's your body. My intestines are leaking at a molecular level. Pack fat around it to protect it. So once the barrier is breached, these inflammatory products get into your bloodstream and they can cause widespread inflammation within the body. The good news is there's no nutritional reason to eat grains according to the research. Most of them are high in carbohydrates, extremely low in fats, and extremely low in proteins. So while you've been told they're part of a healthy diet, you have to ask the question, who's telling you to eat them? Is it the doctors that have gone through healing programs and have helped themselves to regenerate from diseases that once were told could never be destroyed? No. Or is it the industry that controls your diet, which is also connected to the pharmaceuticals, which is also connected to the government, which is also saying, hey, if you eat this, you'll be healthy. But yet, let me ask you a question. How are we doing with health in the United States? Are we the healthiest nation on the planet? No, we're the sickest. Do we take less medications than all other countries? No, we take more of them. Do we have less doctors because we have less disease, because we have no need for it? No, we have more than ever before. So can you take the responsibility and become a healing system and not only lose weight, but get your health back? Yes. Guys, right now, I've got 47 seconds before the next show starts. So turn on your fat burning switch is yours free. The ebook contains the information you need, the diet, the guidelines, the recipe packs, and your shopping list. Text the phrase weight loss to 704-906-2094 and it's yours. 704-906-2094. Text the word weight loss with your name and email, and the book is yours. The event I'm hosting in 2 weeks is yours. It's called 30 and 30. We're going to teach you how to lose weight as a side effect to getting your health back. And don't forget, you should consider going grainless simply because the research is evident. It creates inflammation, which creates irritation, which creates gain of weight. So cut the grains and you'll lose the weight the way that your body was designed to. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you guys each and every week. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Check us out on AskDrErnst.com. Also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Until next week, thank you.